That's what we have here in Matthew's Gospel this morning. I have three different scenarios for you today to share with you, and then a bit of instruction. It was halftime of the homecoming football game. The home team was behind by 2 touchdowns. The coach knew that his job was on the line. The team knew that this was the most important game of the year. As they sat in that locker room at halftime, the coach's instructions were very clear. They had a new strategy for the second half. Some assignments were changed and an attitude of determination was set. As the team went back out on the field, no one questioned what they would do or when. The time was now. They had heard the final instructions and they were very clear. The CEO was visiting the city from corporate headquarters, meeting with all of the members of a particular branch of the company. The sales force, the management, the manufacturing, everybody was there. And as she began to speak, she told them very clearly about the changes that had to be made. She described the new strategy, telling them what had to be done. She ended with an enthusiastic summary. The applause was vigorous. The employees knew that if they wanted to keep their jobs, they had to do what was said that day by that CEO who had given them the final clear instructions. At 78 years old, he had been in good health most of his life, but now he was dying of cancer. He asked for his children to come to his bedside at the hospital. All were very saddened by their father's illness. They were all very emotional. And as the family gathered around the room, he began to tell them things that he believed. Things about his life, things about his faith, things that he wanted them to do. Then he asked each and every one of them to promise to do what he had asked them to. That day, they all agreed to follow his final instructions as best they could. You see, we've all had experiences like these at some point in our life. Some of us in the same situations many times, we understand the imperative that is at hand. You see, in each of these stories, the instructions are clear. The emotion is strong, and the behavior cannot be compromised. The football team has to follow the instructions now. The corporate management strategy was an imperative now. The family gathered around their dad's deathbed comes to understand what family is all about. They will do their best to work together to do what he asks of them. You see, today in our gospel lesson from Matthew, we are told a very similar story. Jesus asked his followers to meet him on a hillside in Galilee. They had done this so many times before into 3 years that they had been following Jesus in his ministry. It was not an unusual request. The unusual thing was that this was going to be the last time. You see, there is something final about this meeting. Jesus shares with them the Great Commission. He makes it an imperative. It's urgent. It's now. It is what all disciples are supposed to do. As followers of Jesus, you and I must understand that imperative, that it is now. What Jesus says to his disciples that day, he says to you and me, he says to all of us, to follow his way truly, that we need to follow this Great Commission. If we truly follow him, we will be all about telling others about him. Look at the words carefully and review this imperative. First, Jesus says, I've received all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, he says, go and make disciples. He tells us that in verses 18 and the first part of verse 19. Therefore, go and make disciples. As you are going, make disciples. Along your way, make disciples. You see, this is an imperative. We must make disciples of Jesus Christ who comes to us in authority. Everything the church does, the fellowship, the worship, the recreation, the community service, the acts of social justice must align up with the imperative to make disciples. We have become immune to the phrase because we've heard it so many times. oh yeah, they want us to be disciples. We're supposed to go make disciples. We're supposed to tell somebody. But we take it so lightly. Jesus told us that our first obligation is to help people become followers of Jesus Christ. It is the final instruction. You see, the second aspect, as Jesus states it, is to make disciples of all nations. The last part of verse 19. To make disciples of all nations. There is no limit to whom we are reaching. Those of every age, station, and situation in life. As we do evangelism, we tend to focus on certain groups. Groups that are like us. Those with whom we can communicate. And see, there's no problem with that, but we also must understand that in reality, our field is unlimited, and we need to seek out everyone along the way. You see, all God's children are precious. Every size, every shape, every color, every economic situation, every social avenue that we find ourselves, the fields are widened to harvest. That means that they are ready to be gathered. Our possibilities are unlimited. Jesus says that we are to baptize new believers. We are to baptize new believers. We are not just to tell them about Jesus' teachings or to help them enjoy the music of worship and recreation in our community building. We're supposed to be there for those things, yes. But we are to baptize new believers. We are to lead people to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We are to lead people to take up their cross and follow Him. We are to baptize them as followers of God, seen in the power of His daily presence and in His beautiful creation. Finally, Jesus says we are to teach them to obey all of Jesus' commands. All of Jesus' commands. We are to help people really understand the purpose of the gospel. Take time to explain the difficult doctrines and the easy ideas. All species of the animal kingdom teach their offspring the skills necessary to survive. They teach them to gather food, to provide shelter, take care of themselves. You see, you and I, as parents of new followers of Jesus, need to teach everything that He taught. It is our job as Christians. It is our job as disciples. It is our job as followers to be parents to the new followers so that we can teach them everything He has taught us. It's not always easy, but we are to teach the whole gospel, not just what is convenient or popular, but all of what Jesus taught. You see, the church has a responsibility to help us all come to understand and teach it. You see, as the disciples walked away from that fantastic experience that day and seeing Jesus ascend into heaven, oh, they had many alternatives. They could go back to fishing. They could go back to their homes and grieve because they had lost their Savior and friend. They could go about family responsibilities, and the opportunities could go on and on. But you see, they had choices. We have choices. But what was the command? To go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And remember that I'm with you always. You see, in the church today, there is so much to do. There are many good, important things to be involved with. There are so many things that are pressing and critical. Evangelism has gone out of style. Can you believe that? Evangelism has gone out of style. This great commandment, this great commission, has been rejected by many Christians because they simply skip over it. They simply move on. Some have even clipped it out of their Bibles. They've thrown it away because it's not possible, not practical to them, and it's not doable to them. Yet, if we are truly to be on God's team, working for our leader, Jesus, and are truly to be children of God the Father, you and I have no choice. We must make disciples. You see, that is our imperative. We must make disciples. It is our final instruction. You see, this is our task. in the family of God. It is to make disciples of Jesus Christ. What are you going to do with your final instructions? What are you going to do when someone asks you something? What are you going to do when someone wants to know a little bit more about who Jesus is? When someone wants to know a little bit more about what's going on in your life? When someone wants to know, what do you tell them? Do you give them your resume? Do you tell them all the things you've accomplished, the good things, the not so good things? Or do you sit down and just listen? Do you sit down and share? Do you sit down and want to know who they are and get to know them a little bit better? Find out their story and begin to tell them yours. And in doing so, you're making disciples of Jesus Christ. You're leading someone to know the Lord. You're sharing that with someone. It's not that hard to do. All you have to do is just tell them about the love of Jesus that is in your heart. Tell them how He changed your life. Tell them how He made you whole. Tell them what you are doing. And sometimes it might make it a little uncomfortable for you. And it might make it where you need to do something yourselves. You might need to grow a little bit closer and a little bit stronger to Him yourself. You might need to know what's in here a little bit more than you do. You might need to know what's in here so you can tell someone else about how it is to share the message of Jesus with someone. Take time. Take time to share the message with somebody this week. Let us pray. Lord, thank You for Your word this day. Thank You, Lord, for Your gift. Thank You, Lord, for the great instruction that comes in the Great Commission. Our final instructions to serve You, to be Your children, to be there always. Lord, I ask now that You bless our time together as we prepare our hearts and our minds for Holy Communion. Prepare us, Lord, to receive that which You have given us, to allow our hearts to be broken and spilled out, to allow them, Lord, to be filled with the blessings that You have to offer us. Be with us now, for it is in Your Son's name I pray. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is hymn number 400. Come, Thy Fount of Every Blessing. Know that our altar is always open for You to come. Come and share this morning. Our hymn of decision, hymn number 400. Stand as we sing.